everything's running smoothly.
Smoothly, it says, huh? Smoothly on a Monday morning. What's the word, y'all? My name is Hartzell. To my left, my esteemed colleague, the dashing, the...
Oh, I like that.
The immaculate, the always put together, the...
That's right.
Cool, calm, and collected, the sweet sounds of Peter James Jamal Sweeney. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Happy Monday to you after a weekend that I had my family here for the whole time.
You got your sis here.
Sister's here. Yeah, they fly out today.
Our first studio audience.
Yes, the first of many, right?
For the KC Morning Show.
That's right. It's about 25 degrees as you're waking up today.
You're not going to introduce your sister? You're going to say a thing? Let her have her debut.
She doesn't have a mic, so we're not gonna go that route.
I could have got you a mic. I tried to get you a mic. Your brother is the worst. I'm so sorry.
Temperatures will get into the 40s. Interrupting my weather report. The temperatures will get into the 40s this afternoon, but the real feel, and you see that, that's a weather term too, is the high 30s, and only we'll get to about 40. So make sure you bundle up. It's going to be cold today. So.
Oh, man.
Layer up.
You gotta layer up
like
out
a
there.
Cake.
Like you know what? Because a good meteorologist can paint that picture.
That's
you can
right.
use those analogies that really take you to a place.
It'll be sunny, but it'll be cold. It's going to be very Alaska-like today. Alaska-like conditions. Ooh, in
Alaska-like.
Kansas City. Want your 5-day?
Give me that 5-day, Pete.
All right. So today there is a high of 43 with a low of 29. You know what? That's not true. Hold on.
Are you, Pete?
I gave you the weekend. I apologize.
You are setting the tone.
Today, high of 40, low of 33.
Oh man.
And then Tuesday, heats up a little bit. Oh. Only a little bit though. High of 52, low of 34. And then we'll be back with you on Wednesday, and that'll change before then.
Oh. I can't trust a damn thing you just said. I can't trust
partly
not
cloudy
one
tomorrow,
word that came out of your
mostly
mouth.
Mostly sunny today. But somehow, this doesn't make a ton of sense to me as the amateur
meteorologist. None of this makes any sense.
So it's mostly sunny today, but the high is 44. Tomorrow it's partly cloudy, so less sun that means, and it's 52.
Did you go Baby Yoda? Less sun that means.
Yeah. Weather report I give.
For someone who's never seen Star Wars, I'm really impressed with what you just did.
I've seen Star Wars. I'm just not a super fan like you who has, and I just said it before we got on the air. What, may the force be with you on your email tagline. Like, grow up, Peter Pan.
If I right. see an email with a nice, fun, whimsical, dare I say, whimsical email signature that says, may the force be with you, or the force will be with you, comma, always. If I read that, I'm like, this is a fun guy. This guy has fun here. This guy is someone I'm not afraid to hit reply all. This guy even forward
has been
to.
On every dating app that exists. Hey, how was your Thanksgiving, by
this
the way?
This guy is still a virgin. I had a great, great Thanksgiving. How about you, my friend? I saw Ma and Pa.
Hung out with some family friends, mom, dad, my sister in town. We went to Kelly's on Friday and stayed till 1 a.m. And this includes my 56-year-old parents.
Let's go.
And it was incredible. It was a family hangover until 6 p.m. Saturday. We didn't meet up again until 6 p.m. Saturday. They went back to their hotel room.
I even sent you a text. Mm-hmm. I had this brilliant idea in the shower. It was podcast related. I'm like, oh, Pete's going to love this. I got some moves we're going to make. We can get some money on this thing.
That's right.
And no response. No response at all.
Yeah,
I'm so excited, man. You know, it takes a lot for me to do something.
Me and the family were feeling it. So we decided we're going to curl
just
up.
Radio silent. Man.
That's right.
You were radio silent.
Yeah, well, now I'm back with you.
We're back. Holiday in the books until our next one, because this is that time of year. We got all the big seasons, your Christmases, your Hanukkahs, your Kwanzas. I'm sure there's an equinox in there somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, right now, it's got to be the winter solstice somewhere around here. I know I'm the weather guy, the Wolstice, as I call it.
Since we're doing some quick hits on a Monday morning during the news. Mill Valley, congrats to Mill Valley. Congrats to Bishop Miege, bringing home some state football championships. And as a former state champion myself, I just want to, you know, from the club, from one member of the club to some now new members. Congrats, kids. Congratulations. You'll never forget your first time. Your first title.
Your first title.
I should bring my ring in. We got some room back here.
We're not going to put your ring up in here.
Oh, yes, we sure will.
This is a joint space. Not the kind of joints you're talking about.
So congrats, Mill Valley and Bishop Meade. Was trying to find some audio last night, but had a bit of a long night. And speaking of that, thank you so much, Kansas City. If you listen to this podcast and you also happen to listen to the radio station that I currently employs me, don't yawn as I plug.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you? The first week of this show, all you said was 610 Sports. My name is Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride. Ooh, go Chiefs. Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs. I'm editor in chief, 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 chief. No, no, no. Let me have my moment. We had our first of three Christmas shows at the Aris Bank Theater at the Midland, one of the most gorgeous venues I've ever been a part of.
When is night number two? Because I guess I missed my invite for night number one.
No, you were working. You had Chiefs game. You had Chiefs.
I guess the Buzz family only extends to a certain amount of people. It's in shorter.
How don't about that? Listen, man. Ratings came in. I need y'all to listen so much longer. So I don't need new folks. I need the ones we got to just stay put for a little bit. We have night number two, Pete, December 19th.
That's right.
Night number three, December 20th. Night two is I'm not gonna remember all the bands, but Angels and Airwaves headlines that one. Oh, I know. You scream a nice Angels and Airwaves.
Is that Jack's Mannequin?
No, that's Andrew McMahon. So that's okay. That's Jack's Mannequin. That's something corporate. The mid 2000s.
I did enjoy Mannequin. That, I remember listening to them.
I feel like that is absolutely your wheelhouse. Maybe like some Blink 182.
Yeah, I'll be there. What is it? December 19th?
December 19th.
Angels Leave my Airwaves. Tickets at the door. I'll take four.
Anything else?
A free drink ticket or two might be helpful as well.
I could swing that. I could probably swing that. And night number three, for those keeping track, December 20th with the Cold War Kids. Another fantastic, fantastic night.
Having an electrical department, all these plugs.
I hate you. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
If it's a Monday morning, a Wednesday morning, or a Friday morning, and you hear that intro, it's time to do the news.
What do you got for me today?
I have for you Peter J. Sweeney, as we wait for this to hit.
My mom was in town this weekend, and she goes, "What is this Jamal thing that Hartzell does? Your middle name is Gerard." And I said, "I have no idea, Mom. That's just something he does."
I am Mama Sween, what we call an idiot. An idiot. Let's do the news. All right, let's do the news. Well, you know, if you thought that we're going to swan song this impeachment into the sunset.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you still got the fever, I'm seeing.
You still got the fever. I was thinking maybe a farewell tour was coming soon.
Right.
Well, no, Pete.
Okay.
We're going to run it back for another week. Insert all the weeks.
Right.
But the band is back together this week.
This is like the Lord of the Rings almost.
This is it. This is, oh my God, this feels like Two Towers. Yes, it is.
To Washington now, where House Democrats are moving ahead with the next phase of the impeachment inquiry.
President Trump is quietly wrapping up the Thanksgiving break at his Mar-a-Lago resort, sharing nothing about how he plans to respond to this letter. The House Judiciary Committee will hold its first impeachment hearing on Wednesday. The president has until Friday to decide if his lawyers will participate in the upcoming proceedings.
Where we don't have lawyers, we don't have witnesses, we don't have anything.
Mr. Trump has long argued the process is unfair, even calling it a sham, because he claims Democrats have too much control over it. But President Trump has also tweeted that he would consider testifying. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell.
I hope the president does participate in the Judiciary Committee hearings, that he has his counsel there, so we see a fair, open, transparent process.
I've been told I needed to play more audio from the president because I'm doing a very good job from what I've been told. I'm trying to be more unbiased when I do the news, Pete. You know, I come
That's
from
what
a very,
you should be.
And I'm doing really good. Since we started this podcast, I think I have nailed it, to be honest, because, you know, it doesn't take much for me.
KCMSNN. Right down the middle. We don't even need bumpers. We're so down the middle, we don't even need bumpers.
Our tagline is just speculate blindly.
I love that.
This week, you're going to get your recommendations from the House Intelligence Committee. That is finally going to be happening. They should be releasing that, I read, perhaps even today, with voting taking place perhaps tomorrow night, so Tuesday night, with the first Judiciary hearing, which is where it would go next, that hearing scheduled for Wednesday. So it is the first of the Judiciary hearings, which is technically part two, or this is part three. It gets confusing, but here we go again. Here we go again. Meet the new boss. Same as the old
time
boss.
To get the fever again.
We had a successful Thanksgiving in the books, and I found some stats that I think you might find interesting. The average plate this last Thanksgiving,
2 pounds.
The average price of a plate.
Okay.
Now the size of this probably.
So we're talking U.S. because that could have been okay for England.
The average price for a plate for Thanksgiving, $48.91. A little bit under 50 bucks. So there is a restaurant. You're such an elitist, Pete, that maybe you have actually heard of this place.
Little vino for the suino.
The Old Homestead has the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in the world at $181,000. So what we've done with our gravy.
That's right, $181,000. That you heard that right. That
is
man
this, Thanksgiving with the Kardashians.
That man charges $181K for a Thanksgiving dinner. Let's keep going.
Is we've infused it with a bottle of Louis XIII brandy, which is $4,600. Shrimp, lobster, crab, Otoro tuna at $125 a pound. Sweet potatoes, $1,200 a pound. Bacon that we import from a famous pig in Spain. And these mashed potatoes, we have $480 a pound poulet cheese.
$480 a pound for some cheese. Cheese, Pete. I want you to guess for me, because I didn't put these numbers in our show sheet because you cheat and you're not supposed to look at those numbers. Yeah. So I've decided not to do that anymore.
Well, that's too bad.
How much do you think it costs for seasoning salt? To get seasoning salt sprinkled on this outrageously expensive steak?
$45
for seasoning salt. See, that sounds like a lot to me. No. In fact, you're not even halfway. You're close to being halfway. $91
Wow. For
seasoning salt. Seasoning salt.
That
Pete.
Is not 90 fun.
$181,000, which is actually an upcharge from last year. They sold three of these dinners, which seats 12 guests. They sold three of these last year for $150,000. So they upped the price. And I have to check and see if they ended up selling all three of them. But yes, $181,000. That's the equivalent of like a fleet of Hartzels. If we're gonna see
couple
how much
college
I'm worth.
Tuitions there too.
Couple.
One year of Duke, but.
Which are you a turkey or a ham guy?
I'm turkey because I'm a traditionalist.
No, because you're a jive turkey.
And that too. A little stuffing. Got this pomegranate cranberry sauce that was delicious.
No. Question of the century. Is your cranberry sauce in a can or is it authentic?
Authentic. Come
then
on.
I don't want it. No.
Mashed potatoes.
No. Carrington from 610 Sports. I'll give him some credit for his tweet. He said, if my cranberry sauce doesn't have ridges, keep it from my plate. And I couldn't agree more.
See, I like the fresh.
I couldn't agree more, my friend.
The fresh cranberry sauce.
Again, you're an elitist, Pete. How many times I got to tell you these things?
Sweet potatoes, green bean casserole,
sween up,
cookies, the whole nine yards. It was a Thanksgiving feast.
Well, now we transition, Pete. We've transitioned now from Thanksgiving. One of my favorite holidays to Christmas, to Hanukkah, to Kwanzaa. Another set of some of my favorite holidays. And if you were out there buying Christmas trees, holiday trees, whatever you want to call them, you may have noticed that prices have gone up a scotch this year.
Tree shortage means real trees are going to cost you more this year. A lot of you are probably headed out to a tree lot like this one over the weekend to pick up your real Christmas tree. But whether you buy a real tree or a fake tree, it's going to be more expensive this year.
So they're saying that one of the reasons why these trees have gone up in price, it goes back as far as the recession. So almost over 10 years ago now, there's the shortage and people couldn't afford to replant those things. So looks like you're going to see a bit of a price hike. Shouldn't be a crazy hike, but there is going to be a bit of a jump. So even with the...
This is why you get a fake one.
Y'all. Let's just be real. They're saying that demand for trees are back up, actually.
What about the woman?
You're an idiot.
Two things I am right now. It's holly and jolly.
A tradition unlike any other in Kansas City. You had your plaza lighting ceremony this Thanksgiving Thursday.
They're on.
Followed by a tradition that actually I'm not taking part in this tradition yet. I need to do that next year.
Eggnog?
No, a big eggnog guy. Don't get me wrong, big spiked eggnog guy. But I have not attended the mayor's Christmas tree lighting. So next year we need to get on that because that took place this past Friday.
Royals general manager Dayton Moore didn't want to be anywhere else on this night.
Anywhere else?
But on a World Series float.
Mayor Quint Lucas, his love, his passion, his energy, and his vision for our city. Moore flipping the switch on more than 48,000 bulbs illuminating the mayor's tree.
I think we spent a lot of time particularly thinking about a lot of the things that aren't going well in Kansas City. And I hope this gives us a chance to see what's right.
I come down here every year. I really enjoy it.
The 100-foot-tall tree marks the 109th year of the mayor's tree lighting in Kansas City. It's one of the largest of its kind anywhere in the country, with over 900 ornaments on it.
We have an amazing tree. I mean, we are really into a good tradition in Kansas City.
The tree will stand through January 5th.
January 5th, so we got time to go take a look. You want to go get some pictures in front of the tree, Pete?
I don't think so.
Get real cute. What?
No.
What?
Not. I mean, no.
We got to do a, I feel like this show, we have to do a Christmas card.
You think we got to get out there?
Oh, I'm not saying we had to get out anywhere. Cause,
all right, let's get out there. Fine. You've convinced me. We'll get out there.
We've let ourselves go, but we should definitely do a Christmas card.
Okay.
We should do that.
All right, I can agree to that.
Which, by the way, feel free to go back and listen to our holiday edition in the feed of your podcast.
That's what we call evergreen. Fits with the season, is because that thing will last you forever.
It's like
for the next 20 days.
It's like your Star Wars Christmas special, you know? It's timeless.
It always goes back to Star Wars, doesn't
life,
it?
Life is Star Wars, and Star Wars is life. Possibly the end of an era, Pete. The end of an era. Or is it?
The Simpsons is a name everyone knows. Seriously, you can walk up to just about any random person on the street and they're gonna recognize the classic animated family. Now, people have joked that it'll go on forever since there hasn't ever been a sign of the show stopping anytime soon. We're in the 31st season. Things have changed though, because news began spreading around that the beloved Fox cartoon would be coming to an end relatively soon. Yeah. Over the past week, a bunch of different articles have spawned, revealing that The Simpsons could very well end soon. The source is Danny Elfman, a name you may not recognize at first glance, but he actually created the Simpsons theme song. In an exclusive Joe article, here's what was said. Well, from what I've heard, it is coming to an end. I don't know for a fact, but I've heard that it will be in its last year. We told him that we were surprised to hear that, and he said that he could be wrong, before going on to talk about how he never expected The Simpsons to run for as long as it did.
What an interesting soundbite that was.
I was waiting.
I
knew you were going to say something. I
don't want to be rude.
I didn't want to
be either.
I
know you're not supposed to be rude.
You're not supposed to be that
guy. But that guy sounds like he's on some drugs.
He sounds like somebody that probably listens to The Simpsons a lot.
Right.
But I will say, for those who are terrified they're going to lose The Simpsons, Al Jean, who is the showrunner for The Simpsons, he says that this is all rumor. This is not true. So if you're freaking out, I think you should be okay. Not to mention that back in February, The Simpsons were renewed for their 32nd season. That's unbelievable, man. That's unbelievable. Which means
well done.
At the earliest, according to Danny Elfman, again the composer for the theme song, if he is correct, which it doesn't look like he is, but
right.
If he is correct, that would mean that The Simpsons would run for another two seasons, ending in 2020-2021. But like I said, Al Jean, the showrunner, in a tweet said basically nothing to worry about.
Right.
Are you a Simpsons guy?
I was when I was younger. I mean, I haven't watched that show in years and years.
That was the first show, and you know, like I'm a tool, so this isn't a surprise at all. But that was the first show that I wanted to watch it to be that guy, because I was like, the cool kids watch The Simpsons. Like, if you got the jokes from The Simpsons, then you're kind of a cool guy, you know? Like,
yeah, definitely. Definitely.
See, we wouldn't have been friends growing up. We wouldn't have been friends.
Yeah, you never know.
In elementary school, we would not have been friends.
You never know.
And finally, Pete, a trend that I think you and I need to get involved with, especially as... You know, and I would never call us this thing, but since it's like the word everyone's using, you know, some people would call us influencers, Pete.
Oh,
some people would call us influencers.
Never stop.
And those people are the worst, by the way.
Like the pink bunny.
Those people are the worst, but they are a thing, influencers in 2019. And the new trend, courtesy of your millennial, influencers, is, I'm not even going to, you know what, we're just going to hit play on this.
In other news, a new wellness trend taking over appears to be perineum sunning. Now, if you're wondering what that is, you know that place where the sun don't shine?
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they're basically shining the sun there now.
What? I saw that yesterday.
Ass tanning?
Yes. Yeah. It will have your gastroenterologist saying, there's something different about you. Did you get a haircut?
Did you get a haircut? That's so nasty.
Perineum?
Nope.
Perineum. That's it. Perineum. I can't say it. You got it. You sunbathing your butthole, y'all. Let's just call a spade.
The
a
word
spade.
For it sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Perineum spilimanimis.
You know? It does. So if you're into this thing, if you know, getting a little bit of vitamin D on your vitamin
All right.
T.
I mean, this is supposed to be somewhat of a family show.
That's T for taint.
I don't know if we have to talk about vitamin D.
It's not vitamin D is an actual vitamin.
Okay.
If you don't want me to talk about vitamin T, that's different.
Okay. Unless All right.
It taints this, but it also taints that. Okay. I had a quote for this. It was irrelevant. It's just basically how this is just the most ridiculous thing ever. People are swearing by it. Doctors say this is not a good idea. You maybe want to think twice on tanning your taint. But if you have any questions, it's the rage. So go to Twitter and take a look at the videos. It's just a lot. It's a
lot. Believe it or not, I have no comment on this.
The haircut line. Gross.
It's gross.
Gross. Pete, take me to sports. Take me there.
Yeah, speaking of a guy who might need that service because his ass got waxed, it's Derek Carr.
What a transition.
The Chiefs win against the Oakland Raiders 40-9. Patrick Mahomes spoke after the game. So that's Patrick Mahomes in this game. He actually had some, I would say, modest numbers for Mahomes. Just 200 total yards and two touchdowns, one on the ground with his legs and one through the air. But this was a performance that I felt the defense was really what stood out.
What was going on?
From the beginning of the game
on.
That
was awesome. I mean,
you have two early interceptions, the first by Tyrann Mathieu. And Derek Carr coming into this game was 0-5, now 0-6 at Arrowhead Stadium.
Guy can't play at Arrowhead, can't play in the cold. I was listening, actually, Pete, I was listening to Arrowhead Pride coverage on 610 Sports. I will give you this free plug. And you guys weren't set. You guys thought that it might be a 10-point spread max kind of thing. I could sense a bit of unease in your voice.
It just has been this thing where you enter games like this where the Chiefs look so much better and then they play poorly and they lose to teams like the Tennessee Titans and are potentially losing to a team like the Detroit Lions, lose to the Houston Texans. And so, you know, it's a little bit of uneasiness as to what this team is, but the defense playing this good is a good sign, because the question has never been the offense. And now what you're in a situation is you're waiting for the offense to catch up like it was last year. Remember last year when Patrick Mahomes was throwing 4, 5, 6 touchdowns a game, scoring at will? In this game in particular, you have offensive possessions where it's punt, you know, turnover on downs earlier in the game. You got touchdowns toward the end of the game, but again, at the beginning, Travis Kelce dropping
balls.
But
here's the thing.
So you're waiting for everything to click together.
That's not going to be an issue, though. Any different way this team finds to win is just an added bonus, because you know that offense at any point could just say, you know what, this is the time. We're done with this. Let's go ahead and put on 50 real quick. And it could happen in that second quarter where Pat went off for like
almost
300 yards in that one quarter. So any different way this team can win, I think it's a positive.
You talk about Arrowhead Pride coverage. My mom actually did the player of the game for us last night.
So mom, take it away. Who's the AP player of the game?
Juan Thornhill,
your AP player of the game. Good job, mom.
She nailed it. She nailed it, man. Well done. Is this where you got your sports voice from?
So she
from
was Mama so Swing? Nervous. I said, "Are you gonna do the player of the game?" She said, "I can't do it." And I said, "I'll write it down for you. We'll get it lined up for you." So I said, "Okay, Mom, tell him the player of the game you heard." And she goes, "Juan Thornhill." And Thornhill, of course, had a pick six for the Chiefs, looking like a really good draft pick. So the Chiefs win 40-9. And now we look at the AFC playoff picture. And the Baltimore Ravens, because the New England Patriots lost last night, are now in first in the AFC.
That's right.
Followed by the Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs, then the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, real
Pittsburgh
talk,
Steelers.
Dude, what do we want to happen? Because
you just want these top teams to lose now. Because if the Chiefs, because they lost those early games, need a little bit of help.
Right, right.
So they got the New England Patriots next Sunday, same time, around 3:25 in the afternoon. You need to win that game. But you're also waiting to see if the Baltimore Ravens and Houston Texans lose some games. You didn't know what the Texans were, but they beat the Patriots last night. Right. So it is an interesting AFC picture down the stretch here.
We've got the tiebreaker.
The division is pretty much done. It's just a matter of, can they now improve their position? Because we want home playoff games at Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah. So right now you're getting one in that position. Every division team gets one home game. You're hoping to maybe get a bye.
Do you know, if we ended the season today, do you know who we'd be playing? Do you have that pulled up?
Yeah. If the Chiefs ended the season today, you'd host the Buffalo Bills, who, if you watched on Thanksgiving, look pretty good.
That's a scary team. That team scares me a little.
You don't want to play them right away in this playoff. If you can avoid them, that's the thing to do. Other sports news: Missouri football fired their head coach Barry Odom.
It's been a lot of end of era news today, huh?
Odom, the program said, "As a program, we had tremendous momentum coming into the 2019 season with opening of new South End Zone facility as well as other strategic investments in our football program. However, we lost a great deal of that energy during the last half of the season. This decision was difficult to make but necessary." Odom had taken over for Gary Pinkel after 2015, showed gradual progress, 8-5 in 2018. It was all supposed to be a big season in 2019, but Mizzou went just 6-6. On the season that would be bowl eligible, but Mizzou is banned from the bowls because of that scandal, that controversy. So now they're looking for a new head coach, likely to be someone with experience, a proven program builder. A lot of Mizzou friends, our guys from Columbia, will be watching this hiring process very closely. Kansas finishes their season 3-9 after losing to Baylor 61-6.
You know, I went to Mizzou. Partied hard at Mizzou.
So you're well aware of this Odom move.
I was like, oh man, I remember that.
Columbia. I like that restaurant that has the frozen
Trops. Go to Trops. Get yourself a nice iced liquor.
On the way to the Ozarks with some friends, I've stopped by for some Trops.
My Trops.
We should go. Why don't we go to Columbia one weekend?
It's an hour 45.
Let's do it.
We should absolutely do that. I'm totally down. My flavor of choice. Oh, what was mine? Ah, oh, damn it. I do Tiger Paw, which I believe is the whiskey iced slushy. There was a Rum Runner, which is obviously rum, that I used to always get.
Yeah,
we'll make a Trops run. They have a drive-thru, which is very, it's uncomfortable that they have a drive-thru at Trops, but we're just not going to talk about it.
In scores.
I may have used that drive-thru.
Okay, in scores.
Okay, sorry.
They shouldn't have a drive. In scores.
They shouldn't have a drive.
Kansas finishes their season 3-9 after losing to Baylor 61-6. Unlike Missouri, three wins for them is actually progress. Kansas State.
Yo, I'm pumped for KU.
Yeah, it's good.
Les Miles is the homie.
The Mad Hatter.
Dude parties with Rick Ross.
Come on.
I'm down. Hot chalk.
Kansas State beat Iowa State 27-17. They finish 8-4 and await their bowl game. Tonight, K-State basketball takes on Florida A&M Rattlers at 7 p.m. on ESPN+. Mizzou basketball has Charleston Southern Tuesday at 7 p.m. And then we're back with you on Wednesday. So that's sports.
That's sports with Peter. Let's see what we're going to go with. Let's go Peter.
My actual middle name is Gerard, if that matters to you at all. Did you know that?
Like the Ugly Truth guy?
That's me.
Like 300 guy?
Oh, yeah.
Peter Gerard Sweeney.
Boom.
That's
just hit you in the face, right?
Oh, that is strong.
That's just hit you in the face.
That name, I can feel the chiseled jaw in that name
alone. I wish
alone.
I had a chiseled jaw. I have a beard. Fake it till you make it. Do you want to hear some events happening in Kansas City?
I would love to hear some events happening in Kansas City.
Okay. Well, tomorrow, spaghetti with Santa at Chicken and Pickle. I'm reading the description here. Come have spaghetti dinner with Santa, $10.
What else do you need?
Per person, a spaghetti plate. I guess you can bring your kids. Starts at 6 o'clock at Chicken and Pickle, and that's on Tuesday. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., you might know about this, the second annual Canada Party at Updown in Kansas City. Did you know about that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know.
I did.
I know
I
you
did.
Didn't know.
I did. I run. And I used
oh,
to do
Canada.
This.
We're
I
celebrating all things Canada.
Too.
So if you want to meet some Canadian oh, Kansas Cityans,
Canada,
this is the place to go.
We stand on God.
It's for thee.
Is that for thee? Is that for thee? I don't know. I don't know the words.
It's offending everybody.
Oh, Canada.
Also tomorrow, a Christmas light trolley ride at the Platte County Community Center South. If you're into that, you can go to Parkville. A Christmas light trolley ride.
Ooh.
And I thought this was interesting. Chick-fil-A is having free breakfast, and that is tomorrow at 6 a.m. There's not a ton of events on Monday.
What's it for? Do you know why?
It just says free breakfast, so hopefully it's not a trick. State Line Road, 8551 State Line Road, if you want free breakfast tomorrow at 6 a.m. At that Chick-fil-A. And I mean, I love spicy biscuits, and I love hash browns, and their coffee's pretty good, too. No, maybe you swing by, maybe get us for both of us.
Maybe you swing by, get
okay.
Some for me.
All right, that's enough.
Show.
Where the hell are you going?
I'm gonna be there by 6.
What the hell are you doing?
I gotta get out of here.
I thought we have a whole other segment. We're gonna do a Christmas song.
Gotta push
thing.
To Wednesday. I'm a busy man on Mondays. I told you that.
Hold on. No. I mean, I guess we're not gonna. Are you playing me off? Are you playing me off? You asshole. No.
We can do that on Wednesday.
We're gonna have to.
Look
do
at this.
Wednesday,
this is a teaser.
I mean, I had audio
let's
pulled.
Talk
I mean,
about
let's
Christmas music.
We're gonna talk about Christmas music.
Where holiday tunes take
hey,
over.
See, now cut that, and then we can do it more on Wednesday. We'll do it more on Wednesday.
This is absurd. This is uncalled for. What? Why? Where are you gonna go?
So on Mondays after the game, I gotta go on 41 Action News at 6 a.m. I gotta get out of here.
I have things. Are you? I wrote down
we
notes.
We will have an extended show on Wednesday. You can have 4 hours of me on Wednesday if you want.
I don't even. Okay, man.
There's a lot of people out there who would be excited about 4 hours of sleep.
I got zero sleep last night in preparation to come hang out with your broke ass and your rip saying we got to call the show early.
I got to get out of here. I do love you, though.
Do you, though? You don't love me enough to stay for an extra... That was from Billboard.com.
We'll pick it up. It'll still be the Christmas season on Wednesday. We'll see you then.
You're lucky that...
All right, I gotta go. Oh, all right, you finish it up.
Are you playing me off? Are you playing me off? My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This, I guess it's the morning show. Your KC morning show. We love you. We'll see you on Wednesday. We'll see if Pete joins us. See you in the morning.
The KC morning show.